So it's a 189-bed teaching specialist teaching hospital, and it's the only major secondary referral hospital in Central Australia. Its catchment area covers approximately 1.6 million square kilometres and supports up to 60,000 people residing in Alice Springs in Central Australia, and that covers communities in both South Australia and southwest of Western Australia.
Whoa, so it covers three states essentially.
Yeah, and so the referral hospitals from Alice Springs, the closest referral hospitals are in Adelaide and Darwin, which are about 1,500 kilometres north and south of Alice Springs.
And what sort of women do you see at Alice Springs Hospital giving birth?
So there's women that reside in Alice Springs, and then there's women that reside in remote Aboriginal communities across Central Australia.
Because I understand, you know, if you're covering so many million square kilometres that you have to travel quite far to have a baby.
Yeah, so for remote, for women living in remote Aboriginal communities, there is a policy that those women have to transfer to a regional centre. So for some women that would be Darwin, and for others it's Alice Springs to give birth. Tennant Creek at the moment and during the study did not provide birth services for women, so some women would travel 1,000 kilometres. Catherine also provides birthing services and so does Gove. So there's five hospitals in the Northern Territory and four out of the five offer birth services, and so for all women in the Northern Territory living in a remote community from 36 to 38 weeks, transfer to a regional centre for birth.
So your research has looked at the outcomes for mothers and babies. What were the outcomes for the babies?
So we had really lovely outcomes of low birth weight babies. That was one of our major findings. So we know with low birth weight it increases the risk of chronic disease later in life, and it's a key indicator of health status. Nationally, for babies born to Aboriginal women, the low birth weight rate is around 12.6%, and for non-Aboriginal babies it's around 6%. In the Northern Territory, this is much higher, so for women, babies born to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, it's around 16%, which is around about three times more than babies born to non-Aboriginal women. Within the MGP, our overall rate was 5%. For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, it was 7%, and for non-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, it was 3%. And then with preterm birth, we know preterm birth is a leading cause of neonatal death worldwide and child mortality under five in high and middle income countries. And it's a priority of the Closing the Gap campaign. So in Australia, the preterm birth rate is around 8.3%. In the Northern Territory, it's 11.1%. Overall, for MGP, it was 6%. Specifically for Aboriginal babies in the Northern Territory, it's around 16%, and the MGP saw a 9% rate, so almost half.
So why do you think the rates as for preterm birth and low birth weight, why do you think they're so reduced in the MGP?
So the international and national evidence on midwifery continuity of care shows, specifically for preterm birth, that there is a 24% reduction in preterm birth with midwifery continuity of care, and we're not sure why that is. So we definitely need some research into that area to find out why, but certainly our results of our descriptive study were consistent with national and international research on the benefits of continuity of midwifery care.
And Bernadette, what about the mothers? What were the outcomes for the mothers like?
We know that antenatal visits, WHO recommends four antenatal visits for positive maternal and child health outcomes, and same with early access to antenatal care. So accessing antenatal care before 13 weeks. We know that preterm birth, low birth weight babies and perinatal deaths increase as antenatal visits decrease. So in our MGP, over 90% of Aboriginal women in the MGP accessed five or more appointments. And that's also consistent with NT data, that's around 90% as well, but that's a combined Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal percentage. And we also had, so the early access to antenatal care nationally, it's around 65.7% in the first trimester. In the Northern Territory, it's 71%. In the MGP, we had a 74% rate of early access to early access to antenatal care. Almost three out of every four women access care before 13 weeks.
What do you need to do to get that extra woman over the line? You said 3 out of 4 are accessing. What do you need to do to get that one extra woman through the door?
The women that live in Aboriginal communities, they're not getting the full potential benefits of midwifery continuity of care. They may meet the midwife at 20 weeks when they're having their morphology scan, but they're not accessing care from that midwife. And it'd be great to expand that model somehow to have those women be able to have access to their own midwife throughout the whole pregnancy journey. I mean, with the improvements in technology that we're getting across the healthcare system, that may one day be possible, via telehealth or Skype, to be able for that woman to develop that relationship. And we know that that one-on-one relationship that develops trust enables women to feel comfortable with their care provider, and a lot of health benefits come from that relationship. And especially, we know with Aboriginal women, those relationships are really important, and that trust is important to be able to disclose what's going on for them during their pregnancy and what's important to them and what their hopes and dreams are for their health and their baby's health.